The next piece we'll hear was originally written for violin solo and small orchestra, but has been arranged for solo organ and will be performed again by Barbara Harbach, switching from harpsichord to organ. The composer is Maddalena Lombardini-Sirman. She was born in Venice in 1745 and died there in 1818. At the age of 7, she was chosen to be a student at the Ospedali Mendicanti, one of the excellent music schools attached to the state-supported orphanages in Venice. By the age of 14, Maddalena had been promoted to the rank of violin teacher. The governors of the Mendicanti sponsored her journeys to Padua for study with Giuseppe Tartini and others. Tartini, one of the greatest virtuosos of the time, later wrote her a now-famous instruction book on violin technique. At 17, after 2 unsuccessful attempts to leave the Mendicanti, Lombardini was allowed to marry. She and her husband, the violinist Lodovico Sirman, embarked on a 2-year tour. She was a tremendous success, and her playing was praised by critics all over. In 1769, the couple had a daughter, Alessandra. When a second tour took them to London, Maddalena performed her own concertos in various London concert series 22 times during the first 5 months of 1771 alone, and later played concertos between the acts at the King's Theatre or at Covent Garden, and for concerts in series produced by J.C. Bach. She gave more than 200 performances in London up to 1773, including the singing of operatic roles at the King's Theatre. Although Lombardini-Sirman switched careers from violinist to singer in order to have a more stable income, she also kept writing music and was highly regarded as a composer by her contemporaries. Leopold Mozart praised her Concerto No. 1 for violin in a letter to his wife and son, Wolfgang. Sources for 35 instrumental compositions of hers have been located. Some of her works were issued in as many as 7 editions and were available all over Europe and in Russia. Now let's listen to Concerto No. 1 for solo organ by Maddalena Lombardini-Sirman with Barbara Harbach, organist.